one of the truths that we pick up here in this retreat is that you can't hold on to anything. So don't try and hold on to the retreat. When you leave the retreat, conditions change, you will change. Don't worry if you don't experience meditation tomorrow morning like you experience it here. It could be better. But it is opening. I do want to invite a reflection of what it is that we can pay attention to, that we pick up here, that stays with us. And one of the things that stays with us is a point of view. But because we went through this retreat and we not only met ourselves, even sometimes we prefer not, and it wasn't so easy. We met Gam Shedim Vam Gam Malachim, it's true, but still, being part of a retreat is something that stays. We have another vision of how it's possible to be. And not only that, but how it's possible to be together with others in another way. And that stays with us. It changes the point of view, the way we look at things when we get up in the morning, go out in the street. And that's also very important in relation to the conflict and the war that's happening right now. Because retreat and spiritual practice is not about shutting ourselves away and withdrawing and safe place and everything is sabala and nice. It's about building powers and capacities. By meeting ourselves as we really are, we can begin to meet our powers and capacities, which we then take and go out and make change in the world. And that's been essential and kind of a key to, from the beginning of the spiritual practice of Buddha Dharma. We go out in the world anyway. And so the question is, what do we bring? And the more we can bring our authentic self, which includes big heart and big mind, it will help us to make change in the world, it will help others, and also we will be less drowned by the situation, overwhelmed, just, you know, lost. And it's so easy. So less reactivity, and more a sense of steadiness and a point of view which we go out and do things in the world. The story that I like is a story about someone that came to a lady, a wise woman, that said that life is so full of problems, please give me answers. And the woman said, I don't sell fruit, I sell seeds. And what that means is, here we're learning seeds. We're learning to sow seeds in ourselves and in our life. We're not getting instant solutions. But we're learning the seeds that we sow. And when we go out in the world, we can have that vision helping to sow the right seeds. And that's more in the spirit of Dharma. Do be explorers, kind of adventurers, take some risks. What I mean is that what we're teaching, practicing here, doesn't need to be a system that you pick up, but it's an invitation to explore. And I really recommend trying things out, looking at things, reading material, learning, studying, going and doing unusual things. The Buddha said one time that actually the only thing you need to take out with you into life is bend your mind to awakening. All that means is everything you do, bend it to awakening. In other words, everything you learn is not wisdom for the sake of just having more knowledge. It's wisdom is defined as wisdom that helps an awakened point of view. It has fruit, wisdom that bears fruit, not wisdom that is just theoretical wisdom. So, in a way, I'm really recommending you being very much exploring the spiritual dimensions, which is, there's so much available. YouTube is packed with endless resources, not like when I was first practicing. In order to go on retreat, I had to take a plane. It didn't exist anywhere. But now it's around, so really, I would say, be serious. And one of the things you can do, which is really helpful, is go on a self-retreat. And here in Indore is a beautiful facility where you can come and practice for a week in silence. You'll have nibui from a teacher. And it's a great facility. And it's also possible to do it in Mashiv Nefesh in Klil, where there's Aran, myself, and others. And that's a little, sweet little center, kind of a little, like a ashram, mini ashram, where you can come stay for short times or long times. And of course, there's programs there as well, which Aran and myself are involved with. About me, I'd really like to invite you to join my newsletter, because it comes out now very often, and there is all the programs that I teach, and you know, loads of hundreds actually of talks on Spotify, and it all comes in the newsletter. So if you open my website, you can just join, and you'll get the newsletter. You'll join the email list. So I invite you all to do that. And you'll get information, and you'll get, you know, whatever's happening. I'm teaching quite a lot in online courses, online meetings, etc. Hopefully there's a hashaka for my new book on the 28th of this month in Tel Aviv. Beit Radika, I hope. We're trying to work it out now. And yes, the book is out there, which is lovely. So it's a kind of a story. It's not a, and there's at least 10,000 Buddhist books on how to, teaching books. This is not a book on how to, it's a book on just a story. But you're welcome to, when we finish here, I'll be over there and I can sign for anyone that wants a book. One word about leaving the retreat. It was only a short retreat, relatively, but you may be in a state of mind that is different from your usual state of mind, and it's not so clear what that state of mind is, so take it very softly, okay? When you leave the retreat, mechita raka, okay? Just remember that. Don't do everything at once. Take break, if you have a long drive, stop somewhere for a cup of tea. I mean, just take it easy, okay? And don't open 100 WhatsApps straight up this evening. Just breathe and say, yes, rest a bit, you WhatsApps. You'll be okay where you are. You don't need me for a few more hours, okay? Just take it easy, a soft landing. Just remember, you may be in a state of mind which is more sensitive than you realize. So I'd like to invite Tani, are you going to come? Okay, I'd like to invite Tani to come and tell you a little bit about the experience of service retreat, which has been going on at the same time. It's an intensive retreat. Tani will tell you about this. It's intensive retreat, and it's different. And it's really important that you get a feeling of what it's like to be on a service retreat, because any of you can join a service retreat anytime. And it's like retreat, but closer to Dhyanina. So it's really good to hear what the experience is.